that. Greg, in 2000, when you were working for the BBC and you exposed the fact that George W. Bush only won that election by 537 votes.
537 votes.
Yeah. The only reason he won by 537 votes was because just 6 months earlier or thereabouts, Catherine Harris and Jeb Bush had purged 80, 90,000 people, mostly black people.
Yes, 94,000. Okay, so, Tom.
But let me just finish where I was going with this. Mm-hmm. You guys published this. BBC put it out. They had a deal with ABC to publish this in the United States, and ABC said no.
So, that's right. So what happened was...
We just have a minute and a half
here. So what happened was back in 2000, Bush won the election by just 537 votes in Florida. But what I had uncovered is that months before, that Jeb Bush, his brother had gotten his Secretary of State to remove 94,000 people, almost all of them black. I'm not guessing because it says BLA right next to their name, BLA, when they removed these people, and that gave him the votes. They said these black people were all felons. You know what? There was not one, zero, zero illegal felon voter on the Florida voter rolls. Not one. No one was prosecuted. Nothing. But they took out 94,000 people that elected Jeb Bush. But the main thing is the U.S. media would not touch the story. I got Paul Krugman to put in the New York Times. Bless the man. Mm. He went into his column. Why is it an opinion column? This was election. Our democracy was literally swiped away from us, and we couldn't get it covered.
And can you imagine if Al Gore had become president, we would have done something about climate change, we wouldn't have invaded Iraq, we would have a rational Supreme Court. It's just mind-boggling, you know.
It's continuing, and they're still not covering this story.
Yeah, the story of
vote suppression, racial vote suppression in America. And sometimes they'll even cover story. Like you'll see in the New York Times, the Washington Post, vote suppression tactics in Georgia or somewhere else. The problem is, after the elections, they never say, this is what elected this Republican.
Right.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it really is. And it's ongoing, and there's just like no discussion about it. The Supreme Court legalized it for Ohio. Remember when Husted got sued and it went to the Supreme Court?
They legalized it, and we just had some more court opinions saying these games are just A-OK.
We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.